take my text this morning from the offertory verse of today's Mass, from the 62nd Psalm. O God, my God, to thee do I watch at break of day, and in thy name I will lift up my hands. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My hands are lifted up at the Mass today. Your heart and your eyes are as well, to adore, not just to see, but to adore, and to offer him who in his own self bore our sins in his body upon the tree, by whose stripes you were healed. Lifted hands, the fathers of the church say, means doing good works. And this is the posture of people who pray or who take an oath. Remember, still today, people raise a hand to take an oath. That goes back to the ancient Roman soldier's oath. And the word for that was sacramentum, sacrament, for us, soldiers of Christ. Today's saint, Pius V, was quite the old soldier in his strict discipline and laws, whereby he restored a fallen church. He set the Mass exactly for all time, and it is this Mass which lifts us up, not just emotionally or on some mental level, but spiritually. It lifts us up to our Lord, even as it lifts our Lord up to heaven. St. Pius V was able to raise up a navy, a crusade, improbably under very difficult circumstances, to save Europe, the great Battle of Lepanto, from falling under the power of the Mohammedans. They had threatened to lift up the head of the Pope on top of St. Peter's Basilica. Today you have that pseudo, and he's doing his very best every day to fill Europe with Mohammedans. The true Mass, the Mass of Pope St. Pius V, lifts up Jesus Christ in his body and in his blood before man for our adoration, and before the Father in oblation. We have one of the rare statues of this saint. In fact, it's the only one I've ever seen in this country. Where is our statue of St. Pius V? Look up. There he is. Everything is looking up today. It's Easter, and our Lord is risen from the dead, and it's Mary's month of May, and they say the sun may even come out today. In thy name, I will lift up my hands. St. Vincent Ferrer says that the priest elevates the sacred host, which is Christ, God and man, holding it in both hands, with the right hand symbolizing the good thief, St. Dismas, and with the left, justice, the wicked thief. Our Lord lifts up his nail-pierced hands to the Father. Last week, with Thomas, we adored him, my Lord and my God. The elevation is when heaven and earth meet, right after God descends among men. Did you ever see that little gesture of the deacon does it at a solemn Mass and the server at a regular Mass, lifting up the chasuble at the elevation? Did you ever see that and wonder what it meant? Well, it has a historical or practical meaning. Once the chasuble was conical, it's very full and very heavy, and it was a practical assistance so Father could lift up the Blessed Sacrament to be seen by all. But with the passage of time, the spiritual symbolism came forward, and many are suggested as possible explanations. This is my favorite. Somebody wrote that it symbolizes preventing the priest from being carried off to heaven, like Elias in his fiery chariot, or, because the moment is so sublime, or it stands for grace which flows from God to the priest, to the people. And how? The people are represented by the server. The role of the servers is a very important and privileged one in the Catholic Mass. But before we go up to God through Jesus, we go down on our knees to adore. Today's saint, Pius V, ordered the genuflection at the consecration. In the Middle Ages, sometimes priests would only bow, but after the great heresies of the 16th century, people ended up the way most Novus Ordos feel, that, well, it's sort of a holy bread. But no, we genuflect. The priest, as if overcome by the presence of Christ, one author says, falls to his knees, and this gesture of deepest reverence, how is your genuflection? Did it betoken deepest reverence this morning? The genuflection is made four times at the consecration in succession and is renewed a dozen more times until after the ablutions. The first part of the Mass is only two genuflections. Why do we kneel? Why do we genuflect so often in our Mass? Well, did you ever see that painting of Our Lord in the agony in the garden? It was a very popular one for the Protestants in the last century. For a long time, it was the only picture of Jesus they would allow in their churches. Our Lord is wearing a dark robe and he's kneeling, praying against a rock. That's what was over the altar in the church we bought in Sharonville, the first church from the Presbyterians. And one of the conditions of sale was that they'd be allowed to take that stained glass window with them. Well, the painting was inspired by a sculpture done by a famous Danish sculptor named Thorwaldsen. Although he spent most of his life in Rome, he was a Protestant and very anti-Catholic. Maybe that's why the Protestants felt pretty good about having his art in their church. And the original was a beautiful white Carrara marble carving of that scene of the Savior in the garden. When he completed his work, he asked his teacher, his old master, to come to his studio and to appraise this latest piece of art. And the man, his teacher, spent a long time looking at it. He looked at it from one angle and then from another, and he never said a word till finally he said, "Of course it's very good, but you know, there's something missing." And Thorwaldsen smiled and he said, "Well, yes, of course. You're meant to see that on your knees." And so he knelt down, and then the perspective changed and it all came together. We are meant to see Jesus on our knees. Now, the Novus Ordo has reduced genuflections to very few indeed, and many priests don't either. People say, "Oh, the poor Holy Father has got bad knees," and one could certainly be sympathetic to that difficulty, but why on earth does he manage to kneel down for the Muslims? You know, a couple of months ago, he knelt down and then bowed to kiss the shoes of two Sudanese warlords, Mohammedans. And of course, every Holy Week he's got to wash the feet of some infidels, even though they've never been washed in the sacrament of baptism. And they're kissed, too, and I assure you that's a lot of hard work. And it's the Muslims, of course, they're the ones who are killing Christians in Nigeria and burning down churches in France at an astounding rate, and bombed all of those Christians in Sri Lanka, some 350, because it's all part of their religion. How fitting it is that part of our religion is making reparation to our Savior and our King for such outrages. Did you know that the genuflections at the elevation, the consecration, are acts of reparation? Our Lord in his passion, and especially on the cross, was mocked by his own people, the Jews, with false or ironic genuflections and commentary, blasphemy, really. And this is the reason why, on Good Friday, when we sing the solemn prayer for the conversion of the Jews, we do not genuflect. That's known as genuflecting to the Jews, and we don't do it. In the New Rite, written by the 50s, by that Freemason Bonini, they do genuflect, but the church has always refused to repeat at that moment the gesture whereby the Jews mocked their Messiah. The four genuflections the priest makes at the consecration are indeed acts of beautiful reparation, but that's not all. We participate in the adoration. Now you're aware of the reparation. It is Jesus himself, most of all, who places himself before the Father at that moment and offers himself. Once St. Gertrude saw our Lord offer his heart as a golden chalice to the Father. And our Lord told her friend in the convent, St. Mechtild, "I alone know," he said, "what this offering is that I daily make of myself for the salvation of the faithful. It surpasses the comprehension of cherubim and seraphim and all the host of heaven." It certainly passes our understanding, but know this, there's no more fruitful time for prayer than at that moment, passes quickly, catch it, of the elevation of the Mass. Prayer is offered in union with the Holy Sacrifice, with our Lord's death on the cross, have infinitely more value than any prayer you might say on your own, regardless of how long it might be. At this moment, your prayers are, as we say in the canon, taken up to the altar on high. The elevation represents the very heart of our Mass, perfect prayer. So therefore, it would have to have the four. Do you remember? We talked of adoration and then of atonement or reparation. Perfect prayer, it's petition for all of your needs. What's the fourth one, do you remember? Thanksgiving, the fourth end or purpose of the Mass. Where does that come in? Where does it not? Because this is the Holy Eucharist, the sacrifice and sacrament, and the word itself means thanksgiving. Only one thing remains for you to do, actively to participate, and I don't mean getting up and marching around and doing something on the stage, no. You actively participate by offering the Son to the Father, this powerful atonement and this perfect act of satisfaction, this beautiful prayer of adoration. As you kneel down devoutly and you adore and implore and atone and thank, offer Jesus at every Mass to his Father. What should you say? Well, a good prayer to start with is the prayer of Thomas. My Lord and my God, remember the indulgence. That said with the intention of offering, St. Vincent Ferrer, the angel of the apocalypse, he says, at the elevation of the precious blood, say, we offer thee, O Lord, the infinite price of our redemption. Or simply say some of the angel's prayer at Fatima. Do you know that by heart? That's a prayer you should know by heart because it's a kind of a spiritual communion or spiritual Mass when you can't actually be here. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I adore thee profoundly. I offer thee the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifferences whereby he is offended. O most Holy Trinity, I adore thee. My God, I love thee in the most blessed sacrament. It is the third day. Look up. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. It is the eighth day, the Lord's day. Raise your eyes to God on high. Now he lives, no more to die. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.